a show that talks about the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Your daily dose of comedy and conspiracy. Welcome one and all. We hope that you follow the principal lesson of life, not to take thyself or life too freaking seriously, because there's a lot of bad stuff going on about there, man. And believe me when I tell you, if you're under lots of trauma and anger and crapola and fear, etc., and you're bathing in it all the time, it ain't good for you. So you've got to, well, basically the only way out is to laugh. It's the only way, really, is to maintain a good sense of humor about things. For goodness sake, you have to have something that is powerful. You have to have something that regenerates, and you have to have something that is enjoyable in order to counteract all the scumbaggery. At least this is my opinion. And I could be wrong, but all of the people that I've ever interviewed who are great researchers and what have you in their own right are basically really, really happy, cool people to talk to who know how to have a few cackles. You know, it's how you maintain your sanity in such an insane world. Yes, indeedy. The number is 218-339-8525 for anybody who'd like to call in. That's 218-339-8525 for anybody who'd like to call in. And also, if you want to join us in the chat room at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, where after the show each day we have a group Skype call. So if you're a listener and you want to have a chat with me or something like that, we give the it's kind of like Fight Club, except there's no fighting involved. It's just if you're the new person, you know, you've got to speak and we'll ask you who you are and what you do with all the other regular listeners. And basically you get to talk to a whole bunch of people that do the same thing, like knowing that there's crap going on there, perhaps being a little bit alone at some times and being the only one who knows what's going on in your particular situation. And it's a lot to do with therapy, kind of like a group therapy session. You sit around with a whole bunch of people who have all got the same problem and you talk about it. And you realize that your problem is that you're all alone, but now you're in a group, in a room full of all these people who think that you're all alone, and now you're all wrong because you're not alone. Ah, yeah. And it's remarkably fabulous to be in that situation. And tell everybody about it, man, because I think the idea is just to link people up voice to voice at the very least. That's what we want the Skype calls to be about, not about the video or any stuff like that. If you don't want to, you can either come in and listen, or you can talk or whatever. So we can all just hang out and chill. And you can do whatever you want in the background there, man. Seriously, and people have been doing so. And the question I found that's on a lot of people's minds is, what do I do? Right? If you understand that there's all a whole bunch of really scary stuff out there, well, you know, what do I do about it? You know, are there aliens that are going to come down and swoop down and capture the Prime Minister of the UK during the London ceremonies? Or are they going to blow up the tube stations? Or are they going to blow up Big Ben like in V for Vendetta? Or blah, 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 blah. Doesn't matter. Trust me. When it happens, it happens. And if you talk about it, it actually lessens the likelihood that bad things will happen in a lot of cases, because if they're going to try and pull off a covert operation, they don't try and pull off a covert operation after everybody's been talking about it for months and months and months and hyping it up on the alternative sphere. Like, if 9/11 had the amount of exposure and the amount of articles and the amount of level of stuff coming out all over the internet in the months and years leading up to the event, that there's going to be some big event on September 11th or during this particular time frame or whatever, if it had been out everywhere, as bigly hyped as the Olympics are, they would never have been able to pull it off, because everybody would have noticed something's up instantly, and you would have completely torn apart your own credibility. The thing about the London Olympics, or at least this is my take, I could be wrong, is that, sure, it's a big target. You know, you've got all the world's people who are meeting here together, and they'll be heading back to all their respective countries afterwards. Okay? Now, let's say, for instance, that's not an isolated incident. Okay? Like, for example, meetings of world leaders and world charity organizations and security commissions and blah, 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 blah. There's all sorts of massive international events and meetings and things that are hanging on with people that are of more strategic significance than simply somebody who can run really, really, really fast. Okay? That person might be a symbol to their country, but also so is somebody's leader or climate minister or whatever. There's much bigger targets of sacrifice that the New World Order could use and to greater effect to use it to scare the bejesus out of everybody and generate public interest.